Say, welcome to this guided meditation for the Core Teachings program. Today we're going to be looking at what it means to be the self. The meditation is really simply being the self. It is a way that we can be the consciousness, the pure awareness. And that is most parts bringing our attention back to that pure self. But it is also acting as being as that real self, that consciousness, that beingness. So we're going to focus on love today, what it means to be that love that we really are, rather than being, trying to be more loving, trying to be less judgmental and all of that, which are noble and worthy goals. In this meditation, we're going to spend some time, again, about 15 minutes, just really loving what is. So much like the beingness, the contextual field, the pure awareness, the self, we are going to be that in a very literal way. So we're going to love whatever shows up for us. And that could be also described as acceptance, could also be described as just witnessing, just watching. So we're going to love what is, because when we love what is begins to change into what we want it to be, what we would like it to be. And here, love is a kind of all-encompassing, just noticing of whatever is. So being that love can be very simple in, doesn't have to be a complicated thing. So let's just start again, getting comfy as usual in any position, apart from lying down, unless you really have some kind of back issue where it hurts to sit up. I would recommend just sitting in a position that's comfy. And again, you can close your eyes, leave them open, whatever you want to do. Allowing yourself to come to rest, to slow down. We're here in this time for meditation to practice being the love that we already are. Love is just another name for ourself. Same as consciousness, presence, same as the contextual field, same as awareness. Love is awareness, love is consciousness, just equally conscious of everything and not selecting or pushing against or grabbing a hold of. So we're just going to spend some time. Let's start with a deep breath. And as you take a deep breath, not overstretching or straining your lungs, just filling your lungs till they feel full, and that's okay. Seeing if you can move your stomach as well, allowing your stomach, your diaphragm to also move, allows more air to come into the lungs and you feel more refreshed. Another deep breath and then exhaling. And as you exhale and inhale a couple more times, just seeing if you can give yourself permission to relax a little. So even this breathing properly or deeper or consciously breathing is a love, showing love for the body, just like this. So settling down, we're just going to love what is. What does that mean in our meditation? Lovingly accept doesn't have to mean liking. Lovingly accepting, watching, being aware of whatever shows up. So thoughts coming and going, emotions coming and going. We're just going to love them. We're going to allow them to exist for as long as they want to exist, those thoughts, those emotions. And loving, accepting any sounds in our environment. The sound of your heart beating, the sound of your breathing. Just noticing, lovingly accepting what is. And if some emotion or thought arises with some resistance to it, some emotion we might call negative, just loving the emotion and loving the resistance to it. It's all allowed to be. So we're not trying to change anything at all. We're just loving what already is. Again, separating loving from liking. Loving it because it's already here. So you are that loving presence. And anything that arises is just asking for acceptance. Just gently watching and waiting, accepting whatever comes, accepting if nothing comes, being equally loving in positive and negative thoughts, emotions and states, sensations in your body can be pleasant or unpleasant. And lovingly accepting them all. So just being that love, whether there's anything to accept right now or not. And that space, that loving space of acceptance. So whether my mind says a lot, whether it says nothing, we just lovingly accept the best we can. Just giving permission for whatever exists to exist. Just as we're not resisting a piece of furniture or the rain, clouds. We're not resisting or grabbing a hold of things we see in nature. Grabbing a hold of with our energy. We can do that too with our internal environment, thoughts and emotions and experiences, desires, memories, just coming and going, lovingly accepted and allowed to be. Just lovingly accepting the presence of phenomena coming and going, changing manifestation from this unchanging love, this unchanging awareness. And if ever you need to recenter, just taking a nice deep breath can do that. Lovingly accepting the inhale and the exhale. So just lovingly accepting what is already. Knowing that as we do so, what is manifesting right now will begin to change in the next moment. To more and more of what we do want. Accepting what is now affects what will be. Can't change something by rejecting it. Can't change something by pushing against it. It's already here. Those thoughts, those emotions, those experiences, those states of consciousness. Just letting go of trying to change anything. Not resisting. And not grabbing a hold of things with our energy. Just letting them come and go through our awareness. Just simply loving what is. And there's a deep quiet and peace that comes when we begin to love and accept. A deep stillness, a sense of being able to rest. So just accepting what is, as it is right now. And even accepting our mind's commentary on what is. Not believing, just allowing mind to do its thing, to tell its story, without believing, without rejecting. Just allowing it to exist. Love is simply allowing everything to come and go. So we're really just accepting what is, loving what is. Instead of shoulding and shouldn'ting. Whatever shows up in our meditation is supposed to show up, exist for a while and then leave. And we are that loving space of being, of consciousness that it's happening in. All meditation is really loving what is. Loving my mind, my body, my emotions as they are right now. Loving my awakening as it is right now. Because that's the only way to allow it to move into how I would like it to be. Loving what is because it already is. And when we encounter other beings, things that move in our external world, we can practice loving acceptance of them as they are right now. And as we would like them to be, will begin to appear. Just allowing whatever thoughts come and go, loving acceptance of them. Whatever emotions, whatever sensations in the body, sounds in our environment, whatever states come and go. Lovingly allowing them to come and go. Acceptance, love, peace. So whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes if they're closed, if you want to, and begin to take this loving acceptance throughout the rest of your day. Moving your meditation from something we're doing seated here together to something that we're being. Going to lovingly accept my life as it is today, because I can't change what's already manifested. Because I can't change what's already showed up for me. And only in loving acceptance of how it already is, not resisting or pushing against, can it begin to change into what I want it to be. Thank you. Namaste.